Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. My name's Brandon. Stand up. You ready for some good power yoga? Yeah, good. I'm ready to serve you some good power yoga. Come up to the front of your mat. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Ragdoll. Bend your knees. Hang forward from the crease of your hips. Grab under your elbows. And drop your head towards the ground. Open your eyes. Begin breathing deep in and out of your nose. And shake your head out so there's no tightness or kinks in your neck. Relax the muscles in your face. Open up your eyes and put your two eyes on one physical point. So there's a convergence, the field of vision out of the right eye, the field of the vision of out of the left eye, meet on one point, and you see that point clearly. And if you can't breathe in and out of your nose, breathe in and out of your mouth, but you want to ventilate the body right now. I'll ventilate the room. And soon Kristen will be in the room. She's here to, she's like my second set of hands. We'll pump plenty of fresh air in the room, heat the room up perfectly. I take care of the outside space. Your work is to manage your inner space. And notice how you come into this inner space. You could call it your zone. As soon as you begin to see one point really clear, and you open up to the depth of that space. You begin to clear that space by breathing in and out of your nose. Class is intense. No need to panic. And a lot of us step on to our mat on high alert. And as soon as we begin to feel some strong sensation, we kind of go into fight or flight. We feel the heat build in our lives, we get reactive. And there's no better place, no better training ground to relax into your life than on your mat. So feel the mat with your feet. Spread out your toes across the floor. And begin to shift weight from the center of each heel to the mounds of your toes. Straighten your legs little by little. Bring your hips towards the front of the studio. And no tension. Do you see how the neck and the jaw and the muscles in your face accumulate tension? Relax the muscles in your face. There's a deep relaxation in your brain. You can actually feel the brain become more irrigated. You feel the blood flow. If there's tension in your neck, the artery that carries the blood to the brain gets dilated. So you really want to be intentional, relax on your neck, your face. Take a big breath in. Open your mouth. Bring your hands to your mat, downward dog. Okay, feet hip-width distance. Hands shoulder-width distance. And then everybody add a half a foot to your foundation. Walk your feet back 3 inches and your hands forward 3 inches. And bend one knee, straighten your other leg. Wag your tail around. That is your tailbone. Move it from side to side. Wake up the muscles in between your ribs, your intercostal muscles. They get compressed. So create more extension through your arms and lift your sitting bones to the ceiling. Come into stillness. You can have your knees bent. Ground your index finger, knuckle in your mat. Press the floor more. Sitting bones lift up to the ceiling a little higher. Okay, breathe in. Empty out. Bring your feet together. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the left. Spread your 10 toes. Drop your head towards your mat. Now pull your belly up to your spine. And roll open a little more. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the right. Empowerment usually comes in the form of adapting. So now levels class, everyone's at different stages in their practice, so just honor where you are. Whatever you need to modify, you modify. Walk to the front of your mat and bring your feet together. Clasp your hands at your lower back. A strap's really helpful. You can access space that you wouldn't be able to access otherwise. So pause for a moment, spread out your toes across your mat, bend your knees, Bend your knees. You create good space for the pelvis. Stick your butt out. Press your collarbones to the front of the studio. Now tighten up your arms. Squeeze your tricep muscles directly into the center of your chest. Take a big breath in. Bow forward. Press the mound of each big toe down into the ground. And turn your inner ankles to the back of the room. Straighten your legs and feel your inner thigh bones turn to the back of the room. Bring your hips forward. No tension in your neck. Relax the muscles in your face. Deep breathing. Good. Straighten your legs a little more. Spread your toes across the floor. Drop your hands to your mat. Ground your feet into the earth. Stand up. Take your arms to the ceiling. Wake up the skin on the bottoms of your feet. Spread your toes out. Press your feet in the floor. Pull your belly to your spine. Rise up through your upper arm bones, through your forearm bones. Every bone in your hand, expand from the musculature of each palm. Own the tips of your fingers. Be conscious of the tips of your fingers. So conscious of the tips of your fingers, it's almost like you have little pinholes in the tips of your fingers. And when you breathe out, you're funneling energy down through your arms, down through the lateral body, through the legs, into your 10 toes. When you breathe in, you feel a rising, a lifting from the bottoms of your feet, through your quadriceps, through the core, all the way up through the skin and the tips of your fingers. Now go back and bring the breathing. Really good. Bring your hands to your heart center. Three ohms. Reach your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Forward bend. Halfway up, breathe in. High plank. You can bring your knees to the ground. Bring your heels towards the front of your mat. Heels towards the front. That's it. Now spread out your fingers. Ground your index finger knuckle into the floor. Lift your chin away from your chest. Breathe in. Come forward and halfway down. Upward dog. Downward dog. Deep ujjayi breathing. You breathe in and out of your nose. The sound's coming from your throat. And just make this practice all about ujjayi breathing. You're fine-tuning each pose in order to allow breath to flow. So you can't try hard, or you just get rigid. And you can't have any goals, because you'll just be in the future. Rushing, trying to get somewhere. Breathe in, breathe out. Walk or jump to your hands. Halfway up, forward bend. Sweep up, bow forward, and you have great help. All the people around you, great resource. Halfway up, high plank. It's not just Kristen and her cute little pregnant skeleton outfit. We're so fortunate we have an assistant. Well, two of them. Two of them. Get two for the price of one. Lift your chin, breathe in. Come forward and halfway down. Up dog. It's a fortune that we're together. Downward dog. I mean, you could be practicing at home with your thermostat on 88 and getting a couple dribbles of sweat. That's good. It's good. But this is great, you know? Being together, alone, together, powerful. Breathe in. Breathe out to find your voice, to find your way amongst others. Walk or jump forward and not imitate. Halfway up, fold forward. Sweep up, you know, to find your own individual expression. Bow forward. Halfway up, high to low plank, up dog, down dog, and your own individual expression, your unique expression of what? Well, of your breathing, of your self-expression, of the forms you take, of your yoga poses. Breathe in, breathe out. You want to be a specialist at custom fitting your practice. Walk or jump forward, and you have all the tools you need. Halfway up, forward bend. Sweep up, get as much air in your lungs as possible. Bow forward. Flat back, high to low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Spread your fingers more and spread your toes more. Become dynamic as possible in your feet. So from the center of each heel, radiate through your 10 toes. And from the center of each palm, your 5 fingers. You grow longer into your fingers. The skin stretches. Breathe in. Breathe out. Just from your hands, your heart begins to wake up. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up, forward bend, thunderbolt. I mean, what a great contribution that you're here. Spread out your toes across the floor and feel the energetic shift as you take your weight back into your heels and study it. Many 75 to 90% of your weight go into your heels and the muscles on the outsides of your shins fire up. You feel that? Now squat lower and roll your quadriceps and feel the energy get triggered at the pelvis. Lift the front of your pelvis to your navel. Uddiyana, pull the belly to your spine. Now squat 16 feet lower. Bow forward. Halfway up, chaturanga. Upward dog. Gaze, one point, clear. Put you right here, right now. Down dog. Step your right foot to your right hand. Drop your back heel to your mat. Stand up. Take your arms to the ceiling. Okay, the first stop is your feet. You can look down at your feet. You can get a mental vision. Line up your heels. A sensual vision, right? Line up your heels, or you can bring your front foot over to the right side of your mat. And that's all to build stability. Now spread your toes across the floor. Keep your eyes on one point. Once you've checked your feet, you want to get your eyes on one point straight ahead of you. Straighten your back leg. And from the strength and fortitude of your back leg, it's muscle work. You feel that in your back quadricep? It's a big group of muscle, and it's an oxygen-starved group of muscles too, so you're going to get lots of oxygen in, or you'll disconnect from your back leg. Reconnect to your back leg. Squeeze it. Feel the fire build. Lift your belly to your spine, and contract your lower ribs into the center line of your body. It's like a muscular contraction. Left ribs, right ribs, like you're knitting them into the center line. And from your core, ground your feet in the floor, rise up through your 10 fingertips, and from the strength of your back leg, you can do a little back bend, but always with breath. That's your measure for good space. Is there airflow? Take a huge breath in. Bring your hands to your mat, low plank. Pin your knuckles to the floor so your hands don't cup. Up dog, that's how you get wrist injuries. Let your hands cup. Down dog, whether you're in down dog or up dog, knuckles down. Okay, left side warrior one. So over time, you develop a competence, an unconscious competence in your feet, an athleticism that wasn't there before you begin to practice. And a lot of the times, that comes from just seeing your feet. If you want to transform something, see it clearly first. Front foot on 12 o'clock. Back toes between 3 o'clock and 2 o'clock. And after 15 years of practice, and sometimes I look. So let's bring some more dexterity into the back foot. Lift the inner arch of your back foot. So the baby toe edge in your back foot roots into the mat. Lift the inner arch of your back foot. Outer ankle and your back foot towards the floor. Yeah, now from the muscles and the dexterity of the feet, turn. Take your right hip forward, right lung forward. More strength in your back leg, more earth, more earth. Now belly up to your spine, more fire. Now more air, bring it, bring it. Clear your space. This is the warrior's path. To recognize your unique space, you come into the mat filled up. and empty. That's it. Breathe in. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Body's like that. It's like a sponge or like a cup, whatever you like. Sponges or cups, whatever. But you hold on to law, and you got to constantly squeeze out the sponge to make it useful or empty the cup to make it useful. So we're here to excavate, to empty, to rinse out. And it's just going to happen just by movement, not thinking. I promise, not thinking, just moving. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow forward. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side. Go. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Sometimes it gets messy. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Left side warrior one. That's the price for flow. So you got to come apart. You got to let go. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. You know, there's a distinct a moment when flow has got you. That's how it feels. You know, you're not trying to keep up or get it right or to look good or to not look bad. You're just here to be gotten. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump forward. Flat back, forward bend, thunderbolt. Now feel the fire, feel it. Bow forward, now we're going to move it. Long spine, chaturanga, up dog, down dog, right side warrior one. A new altitude through your fingertips. Get some air up there, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog, left side warrior one. Feet to life, hands to life. Low plank, up dog, down dog, some deep wisdom in the body, in nature, stepping into your body, stepping into your senses, just like stepping into the wilderness, it's raw, wild, always changing, sometimes pleasurable, sometimes painful, but man, we're in it. Breathe in, breathe out. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Bow forward. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. And you move right side. Just sourcing your energy. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Left side warrior one. In your body. You got to unleash it. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Good movement. Bring your feet together. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Stay here. This is a good point to meditate on or flip over. Connect to your feet into your lower hand. Press it into your mat. Pull your belly to your spine. And feel the skin around your throat and your chest begin to expand. So you want to expand from the inside out through the periphery, through your fingertips, through the skin. Come on, stretch a little more. Great job. High plank. Heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. You can bring your right knee to the floor. No need to turn this into a street fight. Why fight with yourself? Honor the body that's on your mat. If it's pulsating with breath, it's happy. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. You know, and then self-expression becomes possible. Usually finding the artist, the artisan. Right side crescent lunge. Keep your back heel off your mat. So you don't want any wobbling in your front foot. So maybe you just separate your feet front to back, or maybe bring your front foot over to the right. Bring your hands to your heart center. Take a breath in. Twist to the right. Ground the big toe mound of each foot into the floor. Now ground the baby toe mound of each foot in the floor. You may want to avert your back heel away from your mat, the center line of your mat. So just spin it away from the center line of your mat a little bit. Baby toe mound on your back foot, down on the ground. Stay with your hands in a prayer, elevating away from the floor, elevating away from your front thigh, or straighten your arms. Now in every twist, when you breathe in, ground down, lengthen your spine, lift up. When you breathe out, firm up your back leg, squeeze it, and rotate through the length of your spine. Five counts. Build some good fire and the muscle energy in your back leg. And you see the breath flow just diffuses it through the whole fabric of your body. Get a good rinse. Huge breath in. Twist, empty out. Warrior two. Line up your heels. Front foot on 12 o'clock. Side angle pose. So front foot on 12 o'clock. It's pretty simple. You can see it. You can look right down and work with precision. Now your back toes, you're going to have to intuit. Is it 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock? Feel it. Study it. Like be in the laboratory with it. Wrap your upper arm around your back. Bring your chin to your back shoulder and sneak your left fingertips to the inside of your front thigh. If it hurts your neck to look at the back wall, gaze down at your front big toenail. But have that precision with your vision. About five more counts. And let the breath flow nice and easy. You don't have to force it. You listen for it. You put your attention on it. Anything you put your attention on begins to expand. You take your attention off anything, it begins to wither. Breathe in. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Great work. Bring your feet together. Lift your left leg up to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Stay here, creating your edge. It's a moving target. You can flip over, but you don't know where your edge is. If you know where your edge is, that's not your edge. The edge is a place where you're coming apart, but you still have the capacity to breathe and to see clearly. Pull your belly towards your spine and stretch the skin between your fingers. Really good. High plank. Bring your feet together. Spin your heels to the left. Take your right arm to the sky. And go slow and easy. No rush. No rush. You want to give up the quick, jolting movements. Pull your belly to your spine. Charge up your baby toes. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. You know, I find this when my breath is flowing, my body's flowing. When my breath gets ragged and choppy, my body moves like that, ragged and choppy. Left foot forward, crescent lunge. And if I'm not really intentional, creating the physical foundation of the pose, it's just as good as building on sand. Bring your hands to your heart center, twist to the left. So inspect your feet, inspect the energetic tone of your feet, maybe even the visual tone. You can look down at your feet and your feet will tell you if blood's flowing through the tips of the toes. Yeah, you can see that. You don't need training in that. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. You can put a block under your lower hand, maybe to the inside of your front foot. Now, we want to make the movements from point to point as seamless as possible, and the way to do that is to ride the breath. Okay, so we're going to prepare with an out-breath, and we'll ride the in-breath up to warrior two. There's listening involved. Breathe in, twist and empty out. Warrior two. Side angle pose. Okay, really smooth now. Wrap the upper arm around your back. Otherwise, it's like kind of getting arrested, right? You don't want that. You want the bind tight, but not severe where you're stuck and you're not breathing. Maybe you moved in and there's too much force and you begin breathing and you loosen it up. Then you begin breathing and then you can tighten it up a little bit. Five more counts. There you go. Take a big breath in. Low plank. Upward dog. Pause for a moment. Ground your knuckles in your mat. Downward dog. Great job. Walk to the front of your mat. Halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Okay, be ready for this. Spread your toes. Bring your hands to your heart center. Twist to the right. You're going deep into your guts, into your vital organs. And everything that blocks your vitality is going to come up to the surface for review right now. So you just hold the space, not your breath, hold the space, hold the form of the pose, and recreate your foundation. Spread your toes across your mat. And press your big toe mounds on the floor. Turn your inner ankles back. As you have the mindfulness in your feet, you can manage each leg evenly. See, sometimes it's easy to overuse your left leg and then your left knee bends out in front of your right knee. Take your left hip crease back. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. You can put a block under your lower hand. Heat up. Heat up the muscles between your baby toe and fourth toe. Wake them up. Spread those toes out. This is a great time to train your feet. When you're under pressure, it's really brain training. Five counts. Sit back in your heels. Stick your butt out. Now pull your collarbones forward, and every time you breathe out, turn a little more. Ring out a little more. Drop your hands to the floor. Separate your feet, hip-width distance. Grab your big toes with your peace fingers so the palms face inward. Come halfway up. Breathe in. Fold forward. Bend your knees enough that you can breathe. In fact, bend your knees so much that you rest your torso flat on your thighs. So there's no daylight getting between the connection of your chest wall and your thigh bones. Like really, like super glue them there. And then keep that connection and begin to straighten your legs. Pull the crown of your head towards the floor. You see, the more space you have between your chest and your thighs, the more there will be flexion in your spine. And a little flexion is okay, you just don't want a lot of it. Let go of the tension in your neck. Okay, let go of your toes. Crow pose. Maybe you do squat, maybe not. Maybe you put yourself at risk and do crow. It's good to come off, come out of the bleachers and get onto the playing field. It's a little risky down there. It's good. Five, steady, four, three, two, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog. I mean, this is what living life full on. This is where it begins. Breathe in, breathe it out. Walk or jump forward. Halfway up, forward bend. Thunderbolt. Hands to your heart, twist to the left. You know, using our vitality to create more vitality. You just stepping into this room tonight, powerful. You just staying in this pose right now, powerful. It's okay if the foundation breaks apart and the knees come apart and you struggle and you hold your breath. That's okay. It works way better when you set your eyes on one point, perhaps starting with your feet. Maybe shifting your gaze to the left side of the room, to the ceiling, and then maybe shifting your gaze from the ceiling to the floor, but staying engaged with your gaze and the sound of your breath. You can change the shape of the pose, straighten your arms. Maybe you put a block under your hand tonight and you didn't do that up till tonight. You don't want your lower hand floating in the air, though. You definitely want foundation. About five more counts and be patient. Yeah, just let the fire burn. Take that on. Keep turning. Get that junk out. Turn a little more. Beautiful. Drop your hands to your mat. Separate your feet, hip width distance. Gorilla pose. Walk your toes past the crease of your wrists. Come halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. So bend your knees, chest to thigh bones. It puts you on the hook a little more to experience the wholeness of the hamstrings. You can't, like when your chest and your thighs don't connect in inverted forward bends, you're missing out on the stretch on the belly of the hamstrings. You kind of just access the attachments, the assertions. Let go of the tension in your neck. Come on, let that go. Relax the tension in your face. Lean into it. Create more tension in your legs. Great job. Slide your hands out from underneath your feet. Bring your feet together. Ground your feet into your mat. Stand up. Take your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Great work. Take a breath in. Empty out. Okay, eagle pose. Bend your knees. Wrap your right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm underneath your left arm. You can put a block under your right toes. Or you can put your right toes on the floor. Five. Keep your eyes steady on one point. Four. Balance is a function of your vision. Three. Clear vision. Two. Sweep up. Left side eagle. Bend your knees. That's first. Bend your knees. Wrap your left leg over your right leg. Wrap your left arm underneath your right arm. Five. Four. Three. Two. Sweep up. Right side, eagle pose. Like it can get messy as long as you're putting your best effort in. And you don't have to think about it. Just tie half your brain behind your back and just come into your senses. And a whole new awakening will take over your body. Body will come to life like never before. Breathe out. Sweep up. Left side, eagle pose. So you get really practice to keeping your eyes steady throughout the whole pose. And then carrying your vision to the next sequence of poses. Yeah, so when we come out of eagle, keep your eyes steady. Okay, breathe out. Sweep up. Eyes straight ahead. Keep your eyes open. And hands to your heart. Keep your eyes straight ahead. Really powerful. Okay, side, what do we call it? Standing leg raise. Right side. Right knee up into the level of your waist. Left hand to your hip. Stay here with your right hand at your knee and your left hand at your hip. Or straighten your right leg out in front of you. One. Two. Three. Four. Take your upper leg to the right. Gaze to the left. One. Breathe in and out of your nose. It's okay if you fall over. Two. Three. Four. Come back to center. Take your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Airplane pose. Both feet on 12 o'clock. You got to locate the center of each heel. And press from the core down through the legs, out through the center of each heel. Pull your belly up to your spine. Take your hands to your heart center. Take aim. And half moon. Put your left hand down on a block. Good 10, 12 inches in front of your bottom baby toe. You can use the wide side of the block. That way you get more surface area. Right, your fingertips and thumb down on the block. Okay, move up to the front of your mat so you don't kick her. Yeah. You know, ground the big toe mound and the baby toe mound of your bottom foot on the floor. Do you see how you get wobbly in between there? Wake up the muscles in your bottom foot. Now zipper up your legs. Stay here or bend your upper knee. Take half bow. Five, lift the front of your pelvis up towards your belly button. Four, now pull your belly button up to your spine. Three, look over your upper shoulder and kick. Two, ragdoll. Drop your hands to your mat. Bring your feet together. Press down to the floor, stand up. Take your arms to the ceiling, breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out, breathe in. Open your mouth. Standing leg raise, left side. So balance on your right leg. Left knee up to the level of your waist. Left hand at your knee, right hand at your hip. Stay here or straighten your left leg out in front of you. You can grab your big toe or the outside of your front foot. Bring your upper leg to the left, gaze to the right. Make your lips touch. Take the tension out of your jaw, drop your chin towards your chest. Bring your upper leg back to center. Take your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Airplane pose. It's like when there's airflow, it's like you're gliding. You get lighter. Bring your hands to your heart center. Half moon. It has cycles. Honor the cycles. Create your foundation. Be intentional creating the physical foundation. Put your bottom foot on 12 o'clock. Spread your 10 toes. Feel how that activates leg energy. And do the same thing. Spread your 10 fingers. That activates arm energy. And you stay here. Or bend your upper knee. Half bow. It's okay if you wobble around. It's okay. Building empirical balance muscles. It's good. 5, 4, 3. Kick more now. Kick more. 2. Ragdoll. Drop your hands to your mat. Bring your feet together. Press down into the floor. Stand up. Take your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Open your mouth. Tree pose. Balance on your left leg. Bring your right foot to your left inner thigh. Hands to your heart center. Just plug right into reality. It's out here. Reality, out here. Where there's physical, there's bodies, human bodies, there's yoga mats, there's walls, water bottles. Reality. Plug right into your body. You feel the body that's on your mat. Spread your 10 toes. Eyes straight ahead of you. Breath flow. You come out of your head and you look at one point. And don't let anything get between your eyes and the point that you're seeing. Even if something physical comes in the way, there's a deep commitment just to see what's right in front of you. Objective reality, right here, right now. Naked reality. Take your arms to the ceiling. Connect to the skin, the muscles, and the bones of each foot. You have the context of the floor for the lower foot, the flesh, the bone, the muscle of the left leg for the right foot. Pull your belly up to your spine. Take your upper arm bones to the back of the room. And bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Balance on your right leg. Bring your left foot to your right inner thigh. Tree pose is not a casual pose. You feel the dance with gravity? It feels like you're still, but you're moving. There's a deep calibration here. Coming to your senses. It's really the art of yoga, to come to your senses, to embodiment, to be in your body. We got emotional wounds. It's tough to deal with the rawness of the body. Take your arms to the ceiling. Let's breathe together. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Drop your chin a little bit. Breathe in. Breathe out. A massive breath in. Bring your hands to your heart. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Step up to the front of your mat. Ground your feet in the floor. Reach your arms to the sky. Breathe in. Bow forward. Halfway up, chaturanga, up dog, down dog, right side, warrior one, warrior two, straighten your legs, hinge forward, triangle pose. Yeah, I feel like you're just at the park on a nice sunny day and you're just catching some rays, so get as much surface area as you can. The front of your body. So if your butt sticks out, you feel the contraction, how the upper body drops forward. Stack your shoulders, your hips, and your ankles on one plane. Five more counts. Now you want this solar energy. You got to go from the core. So pull your belly to your spine. Spread your 10 toes. Light up your 10 fingers. Breathe in. Empty out. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips. Point your right toes to the left side of the room. Go high with your arms. Drop your right arm by your side. Bend your elbows and clasp your hands at your mid-back. Use a strap if you need to. Straps are good. Press your feet into the mat. Breathe in. Fold forward. A lot of emotional ice in the shoulders. Breathe into it. Bring the heat from your active muscles. And more air. More air. It's abundant. Pull it in to the base of your lungs. Fill up all the way up under your collarbones. And then breathe out so there's no air in your lungs. And you feel how that expansion and contraction move mountains. Breathe in. Empty out. Stand up. Keep your bind. Face the front of the studio. Step your back foot halfway up. Now build on rock. So not too much space front to back. You're going to investigate. Feel it. Breathe in. Fold forward. Now when you fold forward, any crack in the foundation, any weakness in the foundation will be revealed, and then you can just respond by shifting front back, right to left, through your feet. There you go, Andrea, go a little longer front to back too. I would. How's that feel? You get more spinal extension, right? Lengthen your spine. Twist to the right. Great job. Twisting triangle. Put a block under your left hand. You can go to the inside or the outside of your front foot. Your right hand, you keep it at your hip. Now, square your hips to your mat. You can bend your front knee or you can lift your back heel to square your hips to the floor. If your hips are square, go ahead. Right arm to the sky. Five. There you go. That's good. Four. Three. Two. Chaturanga. You want to hold my hand? Okay. Upward dog. Downward dog. Great work. Great work. Left side warrior one. It's the best work on the planet. It's happening on your mat right now. Can you believe that? Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle pose. Your body is the one part of the universe that you can create great change in. And it all begins really with just breathing and moving. You develop more skill. Where? Well, where does it start? With your feet. No doubt. The furthest thing from the brain. Be skillful. Spread your toes. Ground the center of each heel on your mat. See, default is, I see it right now, a lot of you guys are leaning on your outer heel on your front foot. Get the center. Now pull the belly to your spine. Five counts. Center of each palm. Radiate like sunshine. Huh? Feel the tips of your fingers come to life. Breathe in. Empty out. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips. Point your left toes to the right side of the room. Arms go up. Left arm by your side. Bend your elbows. Meet up your hands mid-back. Press your feet into the floor. Breathe in. Fold forward. Take an inventory every day physically. Really, the beginning of health is just to have an about face, just to turn around, to lift up the cosmic mirror, to feel your body from the skin in, owning your bones, owning every bone in your body. Lift your quadriceps, tighten up around your thigh bones, tight. Okay, breathe in, empty out, stand up, face the front of the studio, step your back foot halfway up your mat. Lift your collarbones up. Breathe in. Now lead with your collarbones. Come forward. You can bend your front knee. And just have a heart-to-heart with your feet, a heart-to-heart talk. Maybe you got to open up your feet front to back, right to left. Just investigate. Feel it. You're the architect, the contractor, the worker. Lengthen your spine. Twist to the left. Twisting triangle. 12 o'clock here. Straight ahead, straight ahead. No, there you go. Feels a little weird, but it's aligned, right? And then go longer through your feet. front to back. Wake up the muscles in your feet. Yeah, your toes are like octopus tentacles, like that. Like, open them up. Let them come to life. You feel it? Isn't that exciting? Really, really. A few more counts. Stick your bum out. Pull your collarbones forward and turn. Great job. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. High plank. Lower to your mat. 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. Rest your body. And just soak up the firm floor. Tell you, these next sequence of back bends we do, some of the best things for your belly, for your digestive organs. Really puts us in touch. With what's giving us life and what's taking life from us. You know, our gut, our instinct. In order to get down to the body, you gotta supercharge the body. It's just dense matter, and it gets more dense, and it gets heavier, and it feels like a ball and chain over time. You know, you don't move, but you keep breathing, and you move around, you're just getting vital energy. And you feel a palpable shift when you leave here, huh? Your taste buds are different. Couch feels a little better. Okay, clasp your hands at your lower back. My soap smells amazing. I love soap. I love getting clean, okay? Squeeze your arms and your legs. Breathe out. Inhale, come up. Yeah, the breath gets where the soap doesn't get, huh? So deep breathing, deep breathing. And you feel it. So okay, you got a yoga pose, but can you get the breath into the space that the yoga pose reveals? That wouldn't be revealed unless you moved like this. So, a few more counts. Pull your legs to the center line of your body. Lift your inner thigh bones to the ceiling. Come down. Good work. Okay, cactus arms. Or you do the pose we just did. You lace your fingers at your lower back. Okay, forehead or chin to the mat. Pull your legs to the center line of your body. Breathe out. Press down and lift up. So from the bones, you got to locate bones and move from bones. So inner thigh bones, lift. Fronts of your thigh bones, lift off the mat. Take your upper arm bones 2 or 3 inches away from the floor. Now tuck your chin to your chest and press the back of your neck to the ceiling. Great, come down. Bow pose, bend your knees. Reach back, maybe do one leg at a time. It's a good way to access the pose. Flex your feet. Now pull your shins and your thigh bones to the center line of your body. Breathe out. Inhale, press your shins to the back of the room. And go easy. Your effort is with ease. 5. Take the baby toe edge of each foot down towards your mat. 4, 3, 2. Come on down to the mat. Breathe in. Empty out. Oh. Bow pose. If you did one leg, do the other side. Breathe out. Inhale. Press your shins to the back of the room. You want to go at a rate, an energetic rate, where you don't burn out. You're training yourself into flexibility, but you also want to train yourself in the realm of endurance, in the realm of following through with your highest intention. And that's what you really need to stay in a pose, especially when it burns, especially when it's you're tapping into your heart muscle. 5, 4, takes courage to stay in a pose that burns. 3, 2, come on down. Great job. Up dog. Got to strike while the iron is hot. Get up. Down dog. K Camel pose, drop your knees to the floor. Stand up on your knees. So knees hip-width distance. If you want to put a block between your thighs, that'll help your knees from splaying open. It can get like that because the kneecaps are floating. Right? So you kind of get wobbly in the knees. You don't want that. That's why a block restores the integrity through the foundation. If you want to curl your toes under, you can do that. Five, keep your hands at your hips. Pull your elbows to the center line of your body. And if it feels okay in your neck, drop your head back. Four, whatever's touching the floor, press it through your mat. Three, you feel that? You press down, your spine goes up. Two, down dog. Camel pose, flow into it. Take out all the hesitation. No rushing, don't rush it. Just five. Four. You can press into my hand, Susie. Three, more than that though. More. Yeah, yeah. Two, even more, you can go forward. Down dog. Bridge pose. You can jump through your hands, lay on your back, or cross your ankles, bring your butt to the floor, and then lay down. So feet on the mat, hip-width distance. Take your arms by your side so your fingertips can touch your heels. That's just a measure. If you want to walk your feet forward a little bit, you can do that. But press your feet into the floor. Lift your hips off your mat. Lace your fingers at your lower back. This is a good time for a strap. If you can't get a connection through your hands, a strap is really good because you want to create good tension to walk the shoulder blades to the center line. So once you have your fingers laced up, press the baby finger edge of the forearm down, yeah, and shimmy your shoulder blades to the center line of your body. Five, squeeze my legs with yours. Four, more, yeah. Three, two, come down. That's good. All right, bridge pose again, or wheel. For wheel pose, you're going to reset your feet like you did bridge. Okay. Take your hands outside your shoulders, palms flat on the mat. Go in line with your ears, probably. Okay, ready? Pull your belly to your spine. Press your hands and your feet in your mat. Lift up. Maybe come to the top of your head on the first one. Five. Four. Three. Two. Come on down. Like that. Yeah, but you're going to get more space with that. Yeah. All right. Reset your hands and your feet. We're not going to do a million of them. We'll do enough, though. Okay, ready? Set. Go. Good. Now go like that. You feel how your shoulder blades are coming into the center line? Yeah, keep doing that. Keep doing that. Five. Your shoulders will open right up. Four. Three. Two. Come down. Did a little flower pop out of your chest on that one? No? No? Weeds? Weeds, it's okay. At least something's growing. Weeds are fine. I'll take weeds all day long. Weeds ain't bad. Okay, we'll do two more. Okay? Ready, set, and go. Take some oomph to break through the soil a little bit. It's amazing if you're willing to burn up a little bit. Helping hands come in and give you support. And it wouldn't have came in unless you pushed a little bit, you know? Okay, press the floor, press it, and come down. That was good. Can we get what we need with one more?
One more, yeah.
Okay, one more. One more. Okay, one more. You ready for this? Yeah. You want to try wheel? Yeah, it's too much in your back. Okay, bridge is good. Okay. Do the shoulder walk though, ready? Okay, ready? Let's do it. You didn't come here for nothing. You came here for a little breakthrough, just a little one, okay? This is your moment of truth. Ready? Set. And bridge a wheel. Get to that space that you could only get to by giving 100% right now. You've done so much work to access a space where you can just dig a little deeper and practice abundance. Practice being at your edge and letting go. 10, press into my hands. 9, into my hands. Your legs, you're doing great. 5, just like that. 4, more legs. 3, good. 2, bring your chin to your chest, come back to the floor. That was good. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes. Tell you, that type of work that you did, that type of exertion, man, when you give like that, just to give like that, it's exhilarating. It moves you forward. It primes up the body spiritually. Especially when you're on your knees and you act anyway, or you feel like you got nothing, you act anyway. It's amazing. I've been studying this my whole life. If you act like it's there, it shows up. It's like that. It's how you manifest what you want in your life. Act like it's there. This is a great place to train, like your energy's there. You call on it. You ask for it. And it begins to manifest. Straighten your legs. Stretch your arms to the back of the room. Take a breath in. Empty out. Breathe in. Open your mouth. All right, one more. Breathe in. Open up, let go. Pull your knees in your body. Rock from side to side. Man, to have your whole body wake up like this. Every cell in your body from ujjayi breathing. Fascia wakes up, the organs wake up, every cell in your body starts to pulsate. Dead bug. And getting a good sweat like this, and then having fresh air come in and moving in towards rest. Let go of your feet. Straighten your legs up to the ceiling. Lace your fingers at the back of your head. Firm up your legs. And flex your feet. Spread out your toes. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat. If you want to do one leg at a time, you can do that. Breathe in. Exhale, go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 20, 1, 2, exhale, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bring your knees in your body. Give them a squeeze. Okay, grab your block, squeeze it between your thighs. It's a crowd pleaser. Take your knees to the left, clasp your hands at the back of your head. So you got to locate your left shoulder blade and lift your left shoulder blade up. Now you don't breathe in. You let the body breathe in. You just put your attention on exhalations, okay? Shoulder blades off your mat, breathe in here. And then exhale, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Squeeze the block. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 10, 9, 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Switch your legs. Don't you love doing 50? Kind of feels good. It's okay, you're ready. You're ready. Shoulder blades off your mat. Chin off your chest. Breathe in. Pulse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs up, arms by your side, or sit on your forearms. She killing you over here? Drop your legs 1/3 towards your mat. Squeeze the block like never before. Drop your legs 1/3. Oh, you took the block out? I probably would have too. Okay, and then drop your legs 2 inches from the floor. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Bring your knees in your body. Take your block out of there now. And then twist. Knees to the left and your chin to your right. Close your eyes. The stomach, your intestines. What else is in there? Spleen, pancreas, liver. Oof, the liver. Is not excited for tomorrow. Isn't that liver clean out sugar?
Yeah.
What's the liver do? Does anyone know what the liver does? No? Bring your knees up and over to the right. Bring your chin to your left shoulder. Kidneys even get events here too, huh? You have one liver or two livers? You sure? What's that? It'll grow back if you lose it? Really? Mm-hmm. The liver? You could drink what? What'd you say? Oh, if you had two livers, you could drink so much more. Would you get twice as drunk, you think? You would? Bring your knees up to center. Grab underneath your thighs. Rock and roll. Vinyasa, down dog. Half pigeon, right side. You can put a block under your right hip. You can lay on your back, do a figure four. Just make it accessible. This is what I love about power yoga. There's no way to do it right. There's no way to do it wrong. There's just a courageous way to be, to explore into your own body and then take counsel from what you experience. Have an in-body experience. Most of the time we're having out-of-body experiences. Then we get on the mat and an in-body experience, it can be a little painful. It can be. It can be really pleasurable too. But something rings true about it. Something feels in line. Like we're doing our work. There's a sense of well-being from embodiment. Now deep breathing in and out of your nose. You know it'll be great for you. Yeah, watch this. I'm gonna hook you up. Yeah, lay on your back and come up next to the wall. Let's move up here a minute. Yeah. Just lay on your back, put your feet on the wall. You'll love this, yeah, you'll love this. You might not love it, you'll like it though. And now take your right ankle past your left thigh. Just like this. Yeah. Now you can scoot in. Or you can just stay right there. You want it to be manageable. You don't want the stretch to be severe, manageable. So you can be an inquiry of how the body mechanics. Like, so right now you're creating some space for the femur head, At the top of the femur is it's like a ball, and it fits into the pelvis. A ball and socket. And if it's not used, if you don't use that joint system, it begins to corrode. You have to use it. Flex your front foot. Drop your head to the floor or a block. And deep breathing. It's almost like when you breathe in, can you feel how your body goes through a state of expansion? So you know when the front knee is bent and you flex in your front foot, when you breathe in, the target's the right piriformis. And you can actually feel it when you breathe in. And if you can't feel it, that's the practice, is that you're exploring your inner space. All that training and our warrior pose, through our whole practice, when we're practicing focusing our eyes on one point, we're practicing so when our eyes are closed, we can actually navigate in inner space. You don't get stuck in between your ears and a monologue. Your body's infused now, and there's this pull. There's a magnetism, a pull to come into the body. It's the same pull that we feel when we want to show up to practice. There's a pull to come to the yoga mat. Well, there'll be a pull, a magnetism in the body over time with asana where you develop this knack of staying in your body, staying in your senses. About 5 more counts. And it's not like you don't go in your head. You go in your head all day long. You just start developing the capacity to say like, oh, I'm thinking. Come back to my body. Like you can feel your hands and your feet right now, but can you feel energy tingling and warmth in your hands and your feet? Can you embody your hands and your feet? Yeah. You breathe in. Empty out. Downward dog. If you're on your back, just switch legs. Okay, half pigeon, left side. You want your left hip resting on a block or the floor. And you flex your upper foot, your front foot, so you don't strain your front knee. If you want to curl your back toes under, you can do that. Just give up the tension that can accrue in the shoulders. Right? That's why you would put a block under your head so you don't have to hold up your upper body and surrender. Really surrender. Deep breathing now. Deep breathing. Just come back. Really simple. This is why we set the bar high, so you can remember to breathe when the intensity in our life goes up. You can come back to your body. You can come back to your yoga mat. You can really move into stillness. Flex your left foot. In through your nose, out through your nose. Disrupt any type of pattern, thought pattern that's going on right now by simply just taking your attention off your thoughts and putting your attention on your breath flow. And notice, you can increase the length of your in-breath. You could do that. You could hold your out-breath so there's no air in your lungs. Just get interested. It's raw energy, your breath. It doesn't matter how many times you forget to breathe, you just come back. It's a deposit in your spiritual bank every time you take a conscious breath in and conscious breath out. And it's cumulative. It adds up. And what adds up? Your capacity to come back to the present moment, to recognize this body that's on your mat right now. To feel your feet, to feel the space between your toes, to feel whatever part of your forehead's on the ground. I mean, to actually feel the pressure on your forehead. Flex your upper foot. Flex it. Don't let it go dull. What about 10 more counts? Deep, deep breathing. It's really like that. And it's like priming a well. And you take 3-4 big breaths in and out of your nose, and then it kind of gets you. It's like what I was talking about, the being a practice, being gotten by the practice. Like this pull, this magnetism, this energy. It's out there. It's changing the seasons. It's beating your heart. It's moving through your life, moving you through your life. You're really in tune with it. You put all of your consciousness, all of your love on each in-breath and each out-breath. That's the training. You do that for 60 minutes, 75 minutes, 90 minutes, 2 hours. You train doing that. And miracles begin to happen off the mat. A whole new paradigm shift, a whole new worldview, a whole new way of relating to your body, relating to life, just from embodiment. Take a breath in. Empty out. Double pigeon. Swing your back leg over. Cross your right ankle past your left thigh bone. Flex your feet. So I really got the flexion of each foot when I heard, press the heel, the center of each heel through the middle of each ankle. It's like, huh, never even heard those words, press the heel through the middle of the ankle. How can you do that? And how about pull the tops of the feet into the fronts of your shins? Great. Yeah, sit up, hon. Sit up. Yeah, let's get the block out of there. There you go. That's it. You can put a block underneath your left knee. So, but you got to flex the feet because you put your knees at risk. Isn't that cool to know, though? Once you flex your feet, you protect your knees. Everything is connected. And now lean into it. Drop your head towards the ground. Yeah, drop your head towards the ground. Close your eyes. Relax your jaw, your neck. Man, just dropping your head down, like not holding any tension in your neck. The muscles around the cervical spine get a stretch. And those can be really tense muscles. Store a lot of anxiety in there. And if you're getting anxious, frustrated, whatever's coming up for you on the mat, it's stored in your body. That's all. It's stored in your body. And there's nothing wrong. You just got to bring them up. Bring them up. And you keep doing it. You'll just be left with your original nature, which is gentleness, kindness, reverence for all of life. Your true nature, reverence for all of life. Breathe in, breathe out, sit up, switch legs. You know, in yogic philosophy, well, at least Eastern philosophy, there's four things that comprise of your original nature. It's kindness, your original nature, right? Kindness. I get that. Gentleness. Yeah? It's kind of something rings true about that, right? Reverence for all of life. What do you think the last one is? I wouldn't say it's the last one, but what is it? What'd you say? Coolness? Would that? No, that's a good answer. Coolness. Let me see. Yeah, fold forward. And yes, it's coolness. It's service. Service. Your original nature is to serve. And where does it start? With you. Like really serving yourself, what you need. The body needs this. It needs it. It needs tending, it needs love, it needs attention, or it withers. Whatever you put your attention on begins to expand. And what's the most important thing on the planet? Your growth. No, your growth. Like, really? If not you, who? Your growth, most important thing. Take a breath in, empty out, sit up, straighten your legs out in front of you, seated forward bend. You can begin your knee with your knees bent, grab your feet, you can grab your ankles or your shins, lengthen your spine, breathe in, fold forward. You know, I could say that just by default, without my teachers instructing me, it's really where I'm coaching myself in my life. And that's, you know, to be more kind. I don't have to read books to know how to be more kind or to be more gentle or to have reverence for life. That's just at the effect of practicing, of loving oneself and really exploring the land you've been given, your body, the earth you've been given. Take a breath in, empty out, sit up, inverted tabletop. So get into the space between your fingers and your toes. So the skin, can you stretch the skin? And get it especially hot at the baby toe and fourth toe. If you stretch that toe out, the baby toe from the fourth toe, you can feel the muscles, I don't know, maybe the tendons or ligaments in there starting to heat up. Now lengthen your thigh bones, those are living tissues, your bones. So stretch your thigh bones to the front of the room. And press the floor, 5, 4, 3, tighten up your tricep muscles. Tight. 2. Come down to the mat. Scoot up to the front of your mat. Lay on your back. Put a block underneath your butt. Make your legs on a vertical line. Flex your feet. So a good draining, a draining. It's like the emptying of the cup, right? The emptying, the clearing. Just look to science. Look to Deepak Chopra. I love it. So one of my students gave me a book from Deepak Chopra just tonight before class, and it says, "To Brandon from Deepak Chopra." My new friend, Deepak. Never met him, but it's my brother, Deepak. But, you know, you look to teachers like that, and they'll just say, you're just free space. You're 90, what is it, Jay, you know, 99% free space? Like, really? You don't know? You're not paying attention during the forum? You don't know? Okay, nothing. No, really, you just break down the body. You're earth, your water, what, 75% water, fire, and air? 8% of that or something? And then the rest of you is just free space. You're just a just possibility. It's what you say is so. You're creating it all the time. But you don't get to this insight, just the insight, before you get really deep in your body and you can recognize, well, what's blocking the body from moving? Is it my grip in my hands? Am I gripping my feet? Is my jaw tense? Am I always holding my shoulders up to my ears? Well, you investigate, and then you begin looking a little deeper into a realm you can't really see or touch. It's the realm of mind, but it manifests your world. So you've got to get really in touch with the body. And then you begin to look into the space of the body. And, you know, your yoga practice is just it's the possibility of clearing the space. You can really be in touch with the hum of the body. And you won't want to leave the body. You'll want to practice every day. When it gets you, like, you know. You can bring your knees to your forehead or your feet to the floor behind you, plow pose. If you're in plow, curl your toes under and press the back of your thighs to the ceiling. And if your feet aren't on the floor, just keep your hands at your lower back. If not, clasp your hands and just like you do in bridge, press the baby finger edge of the forearm into the mat and lift your sitting bones up. You can stay there, bring your knees by your ears, curl up into a little ball. It's so much easier to practice yoga than to not practice yoga. And I acknowledge you. I know it takes a lot of energy to, you know, put life on hold and show up to the practice and do the work, you know. The rewards of a job well done is having done the job, you know, of having been here. Just practicing for the sake of practicing, for saying yes to life. You know, not as a concept, but yes to life so it can move through you. Not as a concept, but literally. Breath in and breath out. You see how much easier it is to breathe when your body is charged like this. Okay, take your blocks out of the way. Bring your bum to your mat. Squeeze your knees in your body, flex your feet. Straighten your left leg down on your mat. Take your right knee to the left side of your body. Chin to your right shoulder. Close your eyes. See, what's really cool is that now that you have the capacity to put your attention on your body and in your body, you'll begin to see how much stuff is in your body. Like you look and you close your eyes and there's old unfinished experiences that come up, feelings that come up, mental images come up. And we have the competence to let that stuff go. Just to let it pass through our visual field and not create a story out of it. Come back to center. Bring your knees in your body. Straighten your right leg down your mat. Take your left knee to the right side of your body. Bring your chin to your left shoulder. Great work. Come back to center. Pull your knees in with your feet flexed. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. If you want to straighten your legs and let your feet flop out to the side, you can do that. There's no way that you're going to stop thinking. No way. It's not going to happen. Thinking will stop. You can't stop it, but it will stop if you just look into the space where thoughts usually take hold of your consciousness. Do you see how subtle it is? Like, if we can't find our hands and our feet and our arms and our legs, it's going to be very difficult to find our mind because it doesn't even exist. Thoughts exist, and the dangerous thing is that thoughts are things. They're things, and they take up space. Put your listening out here. It's really magnificent, too. It's a gift. If you can make that shift of just putting your listening outside here, outside of your skin, out here, where I was telling you reality is, objective reality. My voice is out here. If I said, listen up to the space in the front of the room. Can you listen up there? Like next to the plant, is there any sounds up there? Are there any sounds like in the back of the room? Can you hear back there? Or maybe in the lobby or out on the road? Come out. Staying in that space transforms your life. You just keep practicing. You take a big breath in. Open your mouth. And be still. Take a breath in. Empty it out. Roll over onto your right side, curl into a fetal position. Keep your eyes closed, sit up. Come to a comfortable seated position. And put your hands over your heart center and sit up straight. Drop your chin to your chest a little bit. Take the sides of your neck back. Lift your sternum up. And let your sitting pose be a measure of your presence, of your capacity to come to your senses and listen. Three ohms. To your forehead center, breathe in. Together we say namaste, peace and love. Great job. Nice work. Good work. Thanks to KJ.